And I can understand, I don't agree with the Democrats on this and the way they approach it, but I can understand why women would have an issue.
Well, you can still go get the morning after people. There are still other ways to combat that. Right. I mean, there's still birth control. It's like anytime you tell somebody they can't have something, that's the very thing they want. And they're going to fight you to get it. And once they get it, they may not even need it. And it's crazy. But ultimately, politicians want to offer you that right simply because somebody's patting their pocket for that right. Hmm. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Bill.
See you, Bill.
Yeah, the mercenary reasons always do seem to come in, no matter the issue or how serious it is. 272-9228. Oh, look at the time.
Yep, heartbreak.
Yeah. If y'all can hold on, Red Top, Miss Love, and Eric the Dog, please do. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside. With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Russia's top security agency says an American reporter for the Wall Street Journal has been arrested on espionage charges. Evan Gershkovich was detained. He's the first American reporter to be arrested on espionage charges in Russia since the Cold War. The investigation continues after nine people were killed in a crash involving two Army Black Hawk helicopters in Kentucky. Fort Campbell says the crash is under investigation. U.S. applications for jobless benefits rose last week but remain at historically low levels. Jobless claims in the U.S. for the week ending March 25th rose by 7,000 to 198,000 from the previous week. That's according to the Labor Department. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 10 points and the NASDAQ ahead 56. This is SRN News.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I should be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on Gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We are going to enjoy another couple of quiet days before the next frontal system delivers thunderstorms back to the state. Today, I don't know how you can improve on this forecast. Abundant sunshine. It's going to be warmer, very comfortable, high 77. Tonight, mainly clear, but not quite as cool. Overnight low 53. Tomorrow is a warmer day, still dry. Sun and cloud mix with a high in the mid-80s on Friday. But it's late Friday night in the overnight hours and early in the day on Saturday with scattered showers and thunderstorms. A few stronger storms are possible. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
WAKA Channel 8, I'm Jerome Jones. The Alabama Department of Transportation is looking for public input on the possibility of adding an auxiliary lane to I-85 South. The lane would extend about a mile from Taylor Road exit to Chantilly Parkway exit. The goal is to help reduce crashes and increase capacity along that section of I-85 South. Montgomery police are investigating a Wednesday morning homicide. Police say 42-year-old Terrence Lawson was found in the 700 block of South Holt Street with a life-threatening stab wound. He later died at the hospital. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And officials with the new Buc-ee's gas station say the new location in Auburn is set to open on April 10th. The location is at 2500 Buc-ee's Boulevard, just off of I-85 at exit 50, containing 120 gas pumps. Those are your news headlines. Watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. For Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views Afternoon. I'm yours, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader is here.
In the house, Joey.
And don't we have a rule that if you're calling in for the first time, you go to the front of the line?
Yes, sir.
At 272-9228.
And Kathy is a first-time caller.
Kathy, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I was just listening to the last caller, a gentleman. And, you know, he was talking about women getting pregnant and everything. There's always birth control out there. There's the morning after pill. Tell me one thing. Nothing is ever said about a man wearing a condom. You know, you just stop and think. All these unwanted children and all these young women out there that gets pregnant by these men, then they run off. And the woman is left raising the child. And it could have all, you know, if the man had only, they would only wear a condom. But you never hear that. It's always the woman. The last I heard, it takes two to make a baby. But the man gets off fancy free. You know, don't pay child support. They don't do anything. And I am so fed up with it. And when I was on the road, when I heard him talking a while ago, and I was on my way to a gas station, I could not wait to pull in to make this call.
I'm very happy you did, Kathy. It's a fantastic point.
Very good point, Kathy.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling, Kathy.
She's got a point.
Got a very good point.
Men getting all fancy free, not taking any responsibility.
Yep.
And don't some dudes do the whole vasectomy thing?
Yeah.
Does it take every time?
No. No, there's some funny memes out there about that, Joey. Won't go into them now, but there's some funny memes out there.
Yeah, there's some amazing stories out there. I mean, they're the ones where people got scammed, which is the worst, where it wasn't a proper procedure. But there are ones where it was done right, yeah. And you still got guys.
Well, you got to come back and get it tested. You do have to get it tested. A friend of mine at Hyundai got it done one day. Uh-huh. And he said, man, they didn't even use no Novocaine or nothing. He said, by the time I asked, hey, did you give me a Novocaine? The guy says, too late. It's almost over. Don't worry about it.
Let's go to Miss Love. Hey, Miss Love.
Hey, Miss Love.
Hey, y'all. Sweet creep me now.
Yes, ma'am.
I forget. I'm born the same year Lurleen Wallace was. Same month and same day, I'll put it like this. May 7th.
May 7th.
Gotcha. Gotcha, Miss
Miss Kathy, I love you. I love you. They don't talk about the males, but I did back in the day. I said, you can prove anything. If you prove a woman has been raped or molested, you should turn around and take that man and cut it off completely so he can never have one again. And that's how I feel about it. She didn't do it by herself, you know?
Yeah.
But,
I think that would get people's attention.
Well, if they would just pass that law, I bet it would decrease by 100%. No more rape, no more incest. I bet you. But I want to find out, when do you be on in the evening time? Or sometime, if I can't listen to you at 12.
It's now from 10 p.m. to midnight.
Oh, okay then. Okay, last question. If you, either one of you, had a problem where the weather was bad on your muscles and the weather was bad, cold weather, was bad on your joints, and you had to leave Alabama because of the circumstances, where would you go?
Yeah, so just because I've not had those sorts of issues, but Eddie, I don't know if you heard the question.
No, I didn't.
If the weather was bad on your muscles, the weather was bad on your joints, and you had to leave Alabama because of that problem, where would you go where the weather would be a little more forgiving?
Arizona, drier.
Arizona?
Yeah. Somewhere where it's dry.
Okay. Thank y'all.
Hey, thank you, Miss Love. Appreciate I don't want you to go nowhere, though, Miss Love.
Well, and it's been a while since somebody suggested castration as a punishment. Let's go to Eric the dog. Hey, Eric.
Hola.
What up, dog?
You know, other day in paradise.
Yeah.
You know, what were y'all talking about? I forgot, kind of.
That it should be the man's responsibility to put on a condom.
Or at least jointly responsibility.
Right.
Good Lord. It takes two to tango.
It's a safety check, ladies. It's a safety check. Make him. I mean.
Or, you know, you could wait and find somebody that you love and marry them, yeah. And then.
Do you know how much less population we'd have in this world if people actually did that, Joey?
No, I think we'd have more.
I don't think.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not a good argument, Eddie. I mean, they're aborting babies, irrespective of marriage or not. So, I mean, I don't think that matters one way or the other.
Yeah, if, like, men stopped watching porn, they just waited, they didn't just sleep around.
Was there a meteorite coming or something?
No, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but I'm just, you know, there's a case to be made.
You know, I remember what I was going to call about. I think y'all, Eddie had a brilliant idea earlier with the Tasty Cakes on some Speedos, and y'all got the two pies, Tasty Cakes. I'm liking it.
Yeah, Joey ignored that whole conversation, Eric.
No, he read it and thought, I'll ignore it and then it'll go away. And I just want to, he's wrong.
Are you high right now?
Not as high as I'm going to be in a little while.
Well, good for you, big boy. Just sometimes you come out of left field with this stuff and you're bringing up private conversations now. And I just don't, you know, I consider you a friend, Eric, but just, I don't know, well, man.
You know, I'm being obscure. Kinda. Yeah. But anyway, you know, the whole abortion thing, I mean, it's a terrible decision to have to contemplate regardless. I mean, I wouldn't want to be put in that position where I have to make that call. That's a horrible, it's almost a no-win
right.
situation, no matter what. And the people that were responsible for creating the issue, and I know somebody right now is going, rape, incest, da-da-da-da-da. What percentage of that is actually that?
Very, very small.
You start talking about numbers and people get their skirts all up in an uproar, literally. And, you know, you're entitled to your opinion, but the facts don't bear out that a guy wearing a condom and not watching porn is going to solve all that.
No, it's not going to solve all that. I wasn't saying you'll solve abortion either by that.
Oh, no, nothing's going to solve abortion.
I just
abortion.
Mean maybe we didn't make all the right choices in the sexual revolution of the 60s and the 70s and the 80s.
What? I like the part where they're burning the bras. I was a fan of that one. Hmm. I mean, I was really young, but...
Well, and I know how much of a fan you are of the song Father Figure by George Michael. So,
great song.
Love it.
Very good song. A lot of memories there.
I liked that guy a lot until he was... caught in the park. No, wait, that was a different guy. My bad. The 80s were a very confusing time
for a lot of people. I was young. They confused me. Yeah. You remember, you know, because that's just like saying that we'd get rid of all the sexually transmitted diseases if everybody would just use the proper protection. And they've been around since people have been having sex, so.
Yeah. People haven't been using proper protection.
Right.
That's how, but we have the proper, so we're saying that if everybody used the proper protection, that syphilis and all those kind of things would just go away.
No, it wouldn't go away, but it would drastically reduce
you. Well, and I'm in the camp, Eric, at the end of the day, in all seriousness. Like, you know me, I'm a very deferential liberty-loving. Yeah. And so, you know, people can make their own choices and go to hell in whatever handbasket they choose. And I really do believe, and I'm not saying this like it's on high and I'm the authority by any means, but if you sin, the sin is its own punishment. It doesn't require too much more outside punishment. Like, there are consequences to people doing things.
Yeah, you don't have to penalize somebody for doing something wrong. There's a penalty in the act in and of itself, whether it's immediately or long term down the road.
But then you get into the questions of law and you start interacting with others. Yeah, we need basic laws against violent crime, including murder and rape and against property crimes. Like, there's all sorts of basic things. But there are all sorts of other ways you can go wrong in life. You can miss the mark, so to speak. And, well, I would just suggest people have to own up to the consequences of their actions.
Can't we all just get along? I just want to laugh and have a good time. And you have your drink of choice, and I'm going to have a couple beers and maybe a shot. And I just want to laugh and have fun and go along and provide a living for my family and have decent things and enjoy the time that I'm here on Earth, and then, you know, enjoy my grandkids and, you know, enjoy going to work.
What you described is the vast majority of people. Then you get the occasional, like, Elon Musk, like, let's impregnate Mars and put people on there. Like, it's...
Let him. Bye.
I appreciate it, Eric. Got around.
See you, dog.
All right, y'all. Adios.
272-9228. No, we are living in crazy times where it is actually, I think, feasible to get to Mars. There are a lot of folks realizing, especially with the government now confirming, like, the UFO crap, like, they've been covering it for years, they can't explain some of the movements these things are doing, that maybe our account of physics isn't complete. I'm saying it's incorrect, but just like Isaac Newton wasn't complete, and Einstein, and you get the standard model as well as general relativity. It's not complete. Maybe there's stuff we still don't know. It's a very revolutionary time across the board. Technology, our knowledge, and our politics. 272-9228. Let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe.
I just have a question about this military abortion bill.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's going to cover the female military personnel. But is this bill covering non-military, where the male military people have gotten people pregnant?
That's a good question.
Tuberville mentioned it covered spouses and dependents. I'm not sure about somebody isn't related. I'm not sure.
Or just indiscretions that throw in there.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounded like they've created, though, this unilateral new policy that really, it violates the spirit of the Hyde Amendment that's been in place for a while.
Right.
Yeah, I was just wondering how that was going to be applied, if it was applied that way.
And it's almost like you need Congress to debate this instead of just having the generals decide it unilaterally.
That'd be a lot better, than what we're doing now.
Because they'll get in there and do whatever they want.
Right.
That they don't specify it.
Supposed to trust them, but I just have a hard time with that.
Yeah. Well, I was just curious about it.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Okay, thank you.
Let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. And a couple comments to other people. This lovely lady who was asking what state to move to, and the weather, and her joints were sore. My joints smoke great no matter what the weather is or what state I'm in. So that's what she needs to do with that.
Nobody likes a braggart, all right?
And Arizona's not the place to go, guys. It's 125 degrees. Nobody moves in Arizona but the rattlesnakes and the scorpions, and I got bit by one. Ooh. Don't go walking around.
Where would you suggest?
Staying in Alabama.
Okay.
Don't go out west. All right. It's a big mistake. thing, the damn thing out there. And now, Joey, I got to tell you something that's really funny. This is true. The perils of being a bass player. You play bass.
Yeah, a little bit.
I've been playing bass for 44 years now. But my second ex-wife, I know that sounds wonderful, but, you know, they weren't, neither one of them were worth a damn, gave me a German upright bass, Engelhardt 3/4 scale.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, you ain't kidding. And Joey, the bow is painful to use. Oh, yeah. My God, it hurts. No matter if you use the French or the German bow, I don't know if you knew there were two different kinds.
Yeah, no, I've never gone that direction. Like, I, you know, can do a little bit on the electric bass, but no, I've not done anything with an upright or certainly nothing. My mom used to own a copy of a Stradivarius violin, and I tried for a while. Yeah, it ended up, it was worth a lot. It was sold
later. The notes are too damn close on the violin, buddy, and you know, my hands are huge. So, but anyway, here's the situation. Okay, so I'm in my living room studio, which has two pianos and a violin and stuff in it. When I'm playing that bass, damn, I'm having a good time. Swinging that headstock around, and all of a sudden, glass is falling all over me. I have hit the damn light kit and broken three of the globes. And I look up in amazement, and I'm going, how is it possible my musical instrument is breaking the ceiling fan? This damn thing is huge, Joey. You know, you put out the pick, well, the damn thing's almost 7 feet tall. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I've had to take all the ceiling fans down in my studio so I don't get showered with glass.
Goodness gracious, man.
And boy, it hurts your wrist to play that rascal because them damn strings are big. And one other quick thing, Joey. I got a great plan for Easter. Mm-hmm. You and I sneak down to the cathedral, go in the vestibule, put on some altar boy outfits, and walk up to the procession and surprise your uncle.
Right, I don't know about that.
Security!
Roll Tide, go Trump. Thank you.
Like I said, Red Top, sin is its own punishment. 272-9228.
Security!
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by James Cole and Cole Plumbing. And they really do fantastic work at Cole Plumbing. Of course, if you have emergency needs, like a burst pipe, they understand time is of the essence. And
you need to call them quickly.
They've got this proprietary pipelining technology that allows them with precision and expertise to get the job done. That means they're not going to have to dig out a huge hole or trench, usually.
Right.
In your yard, no. With precision and expertise, they can find it in your yard, or maybe the leaks inside your home. They're not going to have to tear out a bunch of drywall. It's really a great way to solve your emergency problem with this special ability there at Cole Plumbing. But of course, you could have other problems like a tree root invasion.
Oh, yeah, man. That'll get in your pipelines and cause a mess.
Or maybe you really do have an awfully clogged drain. Don't just keep pouring corrosive materials.
Because that's
there.
Eating up your pipe.
Right.
And you're thinning out your pipe. And not only that, if you put that corrosive material in there and you call a plumber, you're inviting that plumber over there, and if you don't tell him that corrosive material's in there, that can burn his hands.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You need to just go ahead and call the pros there at Cole Plumbing. And, of course, they can also help you with low water pressure issues. Maybe you're tired of running out of hot water. You can get a tankless water heater installed. Or maybe you're renovating your home, need to run a new water line. The point is, whatever plumbing need you need, well, Cole Plumbing has your back. You can always go to coleplumbing.com and make an appointment online. I'm looking at that right now in the upper right-hand corner. Or just go ahead and save their number, 279-8919. That's 279-8919. And just remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole, Joey.
Quick break. We'll come back to Sam and Jim and others at 272-9228.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I see that spring a-coming is rolling round the bend, and I ain't seen them hot chicks since I don't know when.
And the price of eggs is rising, and I can't pay no more.
Honey, gonna raise us up some chicken.
Goodbye, grocery store.
This is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
And Mama's Produce.
Hey, Tammy, with rising prices, it seems like folks got the grocery store blues.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
So, y'all just come on down here to see us, and we'll show you how to raise up a garden, raise up some chickens. We can help you save some money so you can say,
goodbye, grocery store.
It's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, roses, hanging baskets, and more. And get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, ferns, and boxwoods. 50% off select outdoor pottery. And 40% off select outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. Spring Open House, Monday, March 27th through Saturday, April 1st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Wake it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader here in the studio.
And how's?
Let's go to Sam. He's up next. Hey, Sam.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I just want to call in and comment on this military abortion thing.
Okay.
And yeah, man. Well, let me tell you how this is going to work out.
All right.
Yeah, young troops, they're going to see this. They're going to hear about it. And what did several say? There's like 40 abortions.
Did
they say 40 or 60? Pardon?
He said like 40 a year or 20 a year, something like that. But if this goes through, it would go up to 4,000.
Right.
Oh, absolutely, because what will happen, enterprising young troopette, she's going to see this, and she'll do the math, and she'll realize that, well, part of the, when you go to get the abortion, you get a couple of weeks at the hospital, and there's several nice ones around the country, and also you're going to get a month off. Well, that's a month off of, with pay, month off where they feed you and take care of you. That's a month off of good shopping and getting out, back out to the clubs, and it's a vacation that somebody can do at least twice a year. You get my drift? There are those that will absolutely take advantage of this.
Well, they shouldn't be in the service anyway if they're going to do that.
No, man, but you get all types, okay?
Yeah, sure.
And service is shorthanded, and it's just, I'm just sharing with you. I can see that. I can see that. There's the one. Anyways, I'm just stating the obvious, and it's from NCO's vision. But the other thing I wanted to comment on, the real thing is, Joey, the other show is pretty good. In fact, I'm not gonna say, it's you gotta understand, Eddie Bader, he's a hustler, he's an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
He's multifaceted. And yesterday, Joey, when you started up about beating up on Eddie in the after show, other show, it sounded like somebody had, it sounded like you'd lost your tookie, okay? I was disappointed.
Are you talking about talking to Eddie off air?
Yeah.
Are you guilty of this?
No, I'm a texter off air. A tourist texter.
Well, there is that.
Well,
it's not just when I'm on air. It's like at 12:30 in the middle of the morning.
Yeah, you get
that.
That's
premium members, yeah, we get that.
Yeah, a diversity of opinions and outlooks, it helps us all.
Yeah, it does, Sam.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm talking some crap. Anyways, listen, guys, I'm feeling good. I'm having a lunch.
I'm glad you're feeling better, buddy.
I just thought I'd come, but listen, that's, I'm serious. I'm absolutely serious. There would be a crowd that would jump on that, and units and it'll have sergeants pulling their hairs out. That's all I got, man.
All right.
Appreciate it, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Let's go to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Howdy, howdy.
How you doing, Jim?
Pretty good. Yeah, Sam was talking about lunch there. I'll tell you what I had today. You know, I got that wonderful Boston butt down there at Sweet Creek.
Oh, nice.
I made me a sandwich, and I put some of that shredded pork on there. And I put some of that horsey sauce on it. Man, you talking about some food.
That does sound good.
Yes.
Goody. Hey, talking about, I'm going to keep this light. You're talking about goat. I used to sell goat when I worked for Kelly.
Yeah?
We sold a five-way goat. It was cut up in five different pieces, you know, like that. And I worked in this area, so y'all might have eaten some goat and didn't even know it.
Oh, I'm smutting about mutton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was actually goat, and sold those along with a whole, because we used to slaughter hogs. Kelly, back in the old day, and we sold the whole pig head, fully intact, three in a box. You could buy a whole pig head. So I know that's something up Eddie's alley there. Mm-hmm. One more thing about goats. I had a friend who lived in, when I was growing up down in Mobile as a teenager, had some property down on the Dog River down there in Mobile, and they had a real long lot. Had a fence on both sides, and those fences were full of blackberry vines. I mean, thick as. And he went out and got him about a dozen goats, put out there on that lot, and I'm not kidding, Joey, in about 2 weeks, those fences were sparkling clean. They ate every bit of those.
Yeah.
Blackberry, but I mean, the thorns, they didn't bother them a bit. They cleaned that thing off. So. That's pretty good. Goats are pretty unique animals.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Well, so, actually, when y'all were talking about goats, at first I thought Eddie was talking about you, Joey.
Oh, really?
Talk show host, the goat, you know.
Well, I'll take that all day, every day. I don't know if it's true, but I'll take it.
No, that was not the intention. No, I was talking about goats.
That's all. Yeah, that's all I got.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, have a good one.
See you, brother.
Appreciate it, Jim. Yeah, goat can be tasty. Seriously, the Indian restaurants around here will do goat, and it's really good.
When you come to Jamaica with me, it's great. Lots of goats.
Roasted
goat? Yep. Some of the best stuff was that goat curry goat. Absolutely great. Went to this restaurant. We thought it was a house, really. It probably really was. They had some of the best curry goat I've ever had in my life. Right there on the beautiful bay. Gorgeous.
Let's go to Aunt B. Hey, Aunt B.
Hey, Aunt B.
Hi, Joey and Eddie. I hope y'all are having a good day. I'm enjoying your show.
Thank you.
First, before I forget, my birthday is 9/15.
All right.
Thank you. And, Joey, you mentioned something early about your mother's maiden name, Skenecki, was it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I just went in my little library, and I have a family genealogy, which goes all the way back to Poland with headstones and everything from Poland and different things. And one of the kids must have took it. But there is someone in my grandmother's family, part of the family's last name was Skenecki.
Oh, wow.
Her name was Fultonevich.
Okay.
And if I can get whoever's got it and see if the name is in there, I will try to let you know and get them to send it to me so you can look at it.
I would love that.
Or give you the details.
I would love that, yeah.
But that's not what I called about.
Okay, okay.
Yesterday I heard something that greatly disturbed me, and I'm not very good on research. But I heard this about the Biden's, well, it's from Liberty Counsel, the article that I found. I don't know anything about them. the title is Biden's Amendments Hand U.S. Sovereignty to the WHO.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about giving the WHO sovereignty over our nation. Let me go down here to declare a health emergency at will and can be used to justify ostracism and economic or financial actions against the targeted nations. And it also, down here in the, I think it's the fifth paragraph, about it goes into vaccinations. And it also goes in to the proposed amendments will give the WHO global jurisdiction over the United States, including the authority to declare national emergencies.
Yes, ma'am. We've heard this, and we talked about it a little bit yesterday.
Oh, you did? I must have missed it.
Well, the good news is there are a lot of Republican senators in particular making a big stink about this.
And thank God.
Right. So I think even if Biden tries to pull something unilaterally, it won't have the same force of law that they might have hoped.
Well, I wrote down this article and the name of the article and the website, the Liberty Council, on pieces of paper and passed them out at church last night. And so, because that was the first I had heard of it, and it upset me.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that, oh my gosh, just think of the implications.
Right.
And I called all my people back up north, and I asked them to do the same thing at church for anybody who wanted to research it for themselves. But is I haven't seen anything on the news or anything.
No, it hasn't been making big headlines, but I found it yesterday, and there are a lot of Republican senators really digging into the issue and finding ways that they can block things or just make it clear this does not have the force of a treaty. This is just an opinion of the Biden administration. We have our own opinions, and we're not giving up our sovereignty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank God. I pray we don't. Well, I signed a petition.
Hear, hear.
And I told everybody that there is a petition attached to this article. Please sign it. So, but that was my main concern, and I don't think they believed me at church last night. And I told them that I would call my favorites and find out if they knew. So since you know, there actually must be something to it.
Definitely.
If the Republicans are.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, Joey and Eddie, I thank you so much. I must have missed that on your show yesterday. Or maybe it was on your show. I heard it because I listened to you. And then I go to Leland.
Okay, I won't tell anybody else.
There you go.
Thank you, because I love you both.
Thank you, A.B.
Thank you, A.B.
All right, have a blessed day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
I keep hearing that name. I've never met that. You ever met that fella?
Mm-mm.
You haven't?
Mm-mm. Not that I know of.
And I've never heard his show, but I've only heard good things. So, like I said, I don't see it as like dogged competition between me and other talkers.
Take him out for a drink and only a couple of us come back?
No, okay. That's just...
I'm just asking. It's the Chisholmite in me.
Or the CIA. 272-9228. Don't stop trying to rope me into illegal activity. This is part of the program brought to you by XI Repair. I think I need them to, like, just do a sift through all my, like, data. See if Eddie's planted any CIA malware on my phone or anything like that.
You never know, Joey.
Get a little nervous with that issue. But anyway, XI Repair can help you, of course, with all sorts of basic smartphone repairs. In particular, cracked screens. They can fix that in under 30 minutes.
Yeah, in and out, man. And it's so much nicer to be able to swipe without getting glass splinters.
Right. Right, and eventually it's just going to make the problem worse.
Yep.
And dirt and debris is going to get in there.
True. And you'll get moisture in there, and then you got much bigger problems.
Right. But if you do have water damage, maybe you dropped your phone in the pool or the toilet or something, could be a speaker blown out, microphone not working, or the phone's just acting funky
yeah.
in all sorts of ways, well, they can help you there at XI repair. They could also do work on gaming consoles, on desktop computers, laptop computers, data recovery. So you accidentally delete something or somebody deleted something on purpose. Well, they can still recover that information, whether like email or text messages. And they also can sell you brand new smartphones, if not only, refurbished smartphones as well. It's not just brand new, right. But the refurbished are fantastic. They can do what? Factory repairs.
Authorized factory repairs.
For both Apple and Samsung. Yep. And that's unique to XI Repair here in this market. So check them out today. You can always call XI Repair at 777-1234. That's 777-1234. But I really encourage you to go to their website.
Yes.
Because you can actually start a job online.
Start a ticket
so
right
maybe you realize, as you made this point yesterday, Eddie, you have a problem like after midnight or something.
Yeah.
Well, you can go online and get the process started
immediately. Ahead and get it going.
They'll give you a quote and everything. So check them out online at xirepair.com. And be sure to tell those folks there at XI Repair that you heard about them here on News and Views. Man, what a whole slew of calls.
I know.
I'm loving the love.
Need a break, though.
You do?
Yeah, you got a Bush beer, maybe a Bush light. Guessing that's a no.
No, we're not supposed to drink on air. Again, you trying to rope me.
I'll go in the other room.
Stop trying to rope me into illegal activity, or you're going to see illegal, all right?
Oh.
We'll be right back.
Joey Clark.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We are going to enjoy another couple of quiet days before the next frontal system delivers thunderstorms back to the state. Today, I don't know how you can improve on this forecast. Abundant sunshine. It's going to be warmer, very comfortable, high 77. Tonight, mainly clear, but not quite as cool. Overnight low 53. Tomorrow is a warmer day, still dry. Sun and cloud mix with a high in the mid-80s on Friday. But it's late Friday night in the overnight hours and early in the day on Saturday with scattered showers and thunderstorms. A few stronger storms are possible. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mr. Secretary, as you know, we have limited time, so I want to get started off with just some very high-level questions, yes or no, and then we can get into details as time allows. First, do you believe that there is a crisis at the southwest border?
Ranking Member Britt, I think there is a very serious challenge
at the southern border, as I have articulated.
Yes, sir. Are you willing to call it a crisis?
I consider it a very significant challenge, and I am focused on the substance of the issue and the devotion of resources most effectively to address the challenge that we confront as a country.
Yes, sir. I'm disappointed to not hear you call it a crisis, truly, because I think that's what we have before us.
I'm not mad, Eddie.
Huh?
I'm disappointed.
Why?
No, that's the tactic Senator Britt was using there. Now, and actually, I think it might be a bit more effective than Ted Cruz yelling.
Yes.
Or Josh Hawley yelling. Or, I mean, we got enough young men yelling. Like, I do on these airwaves.
100%. But I've noticed that with these politicians, nobody wants to say key words like that. Don't call it a crisis. Because then...
It's a very significant challenge.
Right. So why don't you just call it a crisis? Well, because I've been told by my overlords not to use that term.
But the exchange, again, this is Senator Katie Britt. She is the ranking member on the border subcommittee, essentially, there for the Department of Homeland Security. The Homeland Security Subcommittee of the Senate Committee on Appropriations... But they're talking in particular about the money. It's hard to keep track of.
Yeah, it is. Wonder where our tax money's going.
But she's
going
to continue on. She's not letting Mayorkas off the hook, but she's disappointed, not angry.
When we look at the budget that President Biden put forward, it's clear that this administration is not afraid of calling out a crisis when they believe they see one. I will note that we have mentioned in the budget a climate crisis. We have mentioned a youth mental crisis. We have a maternal health crisis, a behavioral health crisis. We have a wildfire crisis. We have a crisis of missing and murdered indigenous persons. We have a biodiversity crisis. Mm-hmm. And we even have a roadway and pedestrian safety crisis. Mm-hmm. Now, my point here is not to diminish the seriousness of each and every one of those topics that I just listed. It is to show that President Biden and this administration is not afraid of calling out a crisis if they believe they have one. So I ask you one more time, do you believe we have a crisis at the southwest border?
Ranking Member Britt, let me assure you that whatever language is used does not impact the fact that we are devoting every ounce of energy to address the challenge.
I am hopeful that we can get on the same page about this. When you look at what happens, what would trigger this? If you look at Title 42 ending on May 11th, your own department has said we're going to see almost probably doubled numbers coming across the border at that point in time. Will that elevate it to this administration being able to call it for what it is, a crisis?
Ranking Member Britt, what we have done is we have provided projections, not necessarily in terms of what we anticipate seeing, but rather what we need to plan for.
Well, let's talk about fentanyl then. When we see how much is coming over the border, I mentioned it, and it has already been mentioned here by the chair, but we lost over 100,000 people to drug overdoses, and 70,000 of those, as you mentioned yourself, are attributed to fentanyl. When we look at what's coming across the border, you said in your testimony right now that that is the single greatest challenge facing our nation. So do you believe we have a fentanyl crisis in this nation?
I think the word that you used, Ranking Member Britt, is so appropriate, that we have a scourge of fentanyl. I think it's over 70,000 American lives have been lost. And
is that coming, the majority of that fentanyl coming over the southwest border?
It is coming through. I think it is more than 90% is actually being trafficked through the ports of entry at our southern border.
Yes. What are we doing to be able to capture that at the ports of entry?
So we have surged resources to an unprecedented degree to detect, to interdict the fentanyl from coming, and to investigate and prosecute the individuals who are traffickers.
Okay, what are we doing? Obviously, it has been made note that the Chinese Communist Party are sending those precursors over to Mexico. And what are we doing to disrupt and dismantle that transnational criminal organization, to disrupt that network?
We have brought unprecedented force to that effort, Ranking Member Britt. And I'd like to just cite the new surge operation that we launched last week, Operation Blue Lotus, that I directed of Homeland Security investigations. We have brought additional Homeland Security investigations agents, to the ports of entry so that they have an increased and immediate physical presence there, not only for the assistance in the interdiction of the drugs, but critically for the immediate investigation, apprehension, and ultimately prosecution of the traffickers themselves.
And I appreciate that. And I want you to hear me say, we've got to continue to do more. This is affecting communities all across our country. It is affecting children. It is the leading cause of death between the ages of 18 and 45 in this nation. It is without a doubt a crisis. And I will say once again that I am disappointed that I can't hear you say those words as well.
So it's not a crisis. It's just a significant challenge. It's just
the games they want to play. It's just his games.
It's like why I appreciated Trump.
Yeah.
He actually said, well, we're going to bomb the crap out of people and some innocent people may die. As opposed to, well, kinetic actions in the region might lead to collateral damage. It's just the bureaucratic speak is nonsense. And I do love how the federal government's like, well, yeah, this is a huge problem. And we have surged in an unprecedented manner, but it's still a huge issue.
If it were water coming over or through a dam, you would think they could handle it. And that's what's happening. It's just with people. How can they not stop the flow, Joey? If they really wanted to stop the flow, they could.
Right.
The fact that they sit up here and just lie and BS and you know, they're just, you know, drawing time so more and more people can come over.
Right.
That's what I'm sick of politicians that way. And I like Katie giving him a hard time, but I would have rather her get up, run over there, and just slap the piss out of him. Sorry, but
now let's go midstream. Somebody else was trying with Mayorkas, Senator John Kennedy,
entering our country under a claim of asylum, having that claim turned down, and still not being deported in the history of ever. And under the Biden administration, we've had the most fentanyl coming into our country in the history of ever. How can you possibly say the southern border is secure?
Do you know
your answer that you're trying, but I'm not asking about your efforts. I'm asking about the results.
Well, let's talk about the results then, Senator. Do you know that last year we expelled and removed approximately 1.4 million people from the southern border? I believe that's the most ever. Do you realize that we are focused on enforcing our laws to achieve the security of the southern border?
I know you're focused, Mr. Chairman, or Mr. Secretary, but you're not succeeding.
Senator,
when you come testify to us, you talk about how you're trying really hard. And I don't have any way to disprove that. I accept that statement in good faith. But the numbers belie that.
If I can, Senator, let me give you an example of a solution that we have delivered that, for some reason, is being contested. It's caused a 95...
I'll give you 30 seconds, okay?
Don't
filibuster me.
You've
been doing that all day. I'm just trying to ask you
questions. To communicate. It has led to approximately 95% drop in the number of encounters in between the ports of entry at our southern border of Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans.
Mr. Secretary.
On January 5th.
Secretary.
Would that be opposed when it is delivering precisely the result that you seek?
Did you just parachute in from another planet, Mr. Secretary? Because you're the only person in the Milky Way who believes that we're not having massive, massive illegal immigration into America.
Oh, man, there's just a lot of action with the Senate. And on topics that we covered yesterday, in particular, this TikTok ban.
Yeah.
Josh Hawley introduced this, and he wanted it done by unanimous consent.
Right.
And, a certain senator, I think my favorite, not from the state of Alabama, he rose up and objected to the TikTok ban. We'll get to that before too long. And plenty of other topics, plenty of odds and ends. We got a whole hour left. This part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And there at Alabama Home Mortgage, well, Kim Williams and Madeline Cannon can help you with buying your home.
Yep.
They really are great at walking buyers through that home buying process, especially first-time buyers. Maybe you're a veteran and you would like to take advantage of those VA home loan benefits you earned through your service,
you deserve them.
And it's whether you already own a home or not. You could actually get it through those programs, a great refinance deal. And if you are, veteran or not, looking for a refinance deal, Alabama Home Mortgage is, again, a great place to go, especially if you've got a bunch of credit card debt that's killing
yes.
you. Literally killing you. 20% interest rates,
mm-hmm.
if not higher, much better to pay a 7%, 8% interest on a mortgage than to be
yes,
buried
sir.
Under that mountain of credit card debt. So call up Alabama Home Mortgage today. That's 567-4223, 567-4223. You can also visit them on the web and apply online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies, like Kim and Madeline prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586 or 68, at Equal Housing Lender. More news and views after this quick break.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prival Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
During Prattville Carpet Spring Sale, you can get Mohawk waterproof hardwood flooring, regularly priced at $11 per foot installed. Right now priced at $7 per foot installed. And get vinyl plank installed as low as $5 per foot while supplies last. Plus interest-free financing for up to 12 months with approved credit. Call 285-8117 or visit prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. Are you excited now, Eddie?
Over
NASA. That's right. You know what that sound means. It's time for another space update. For you nerds!
Joey. Nerds.
And Eddie, I'm happy to report that NASA has unveiled new spacesuits for their upcoming moon mission. Don't they look great? Don't get too attached to the color.
Oh.
Look at that. That's
pretty cool looking.
That's a pretty good looking spacesuit.
Although, if I'm an alien, that kind of looks kind of aggressive. I see.
Well,
that
they're thinking about going to more of a beige.
I think they should go with that really light blue, like you see at the beach a lot.
Like eggshell blue.
Yeah, that says, "Hey, I'm here for just
like
to hang out."
I don't like it.
Yeah?
And by the way, who in this city of ours decided everything needs to be nasty green on the top of buildings downtown?
What do you mean?
Who made
Joey?
That choice?
What do you mean?
You know what I'm talking about. The ugliest green possible.
There was a discount.
Who
on that
made
color.
That choice?
There was a discount.
It's awful.
That's what happens when you buy from your brother-in-law, Joey.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I thought it looked good. No, it looks terrible.
It looks terrible.
I think you've been to other places.
It looks terrible.
It looks awful.
It looks as good as the syphilis sign that you see out on 85 when you're coming into Montgomery.
The silent killer.
Right.
Welcome to Montgomery. This part of the program brought to you by River Region Contracting. And they're at River Region Contracting. Todd Clark and his team, well, they can help you with that roof of yours, whether it's an asphalt or metal roof. Whether you know, in fact, you have a problem or you're just due for a checkup, you got to inspect that roof every 3 to 5 years for basic preventive maintenance needs, especially if you want your insurance company to cover it. You can't let a problem fester for like 10 years. They're not going to cover it then. But here's the great news. When you call up River Region Contracting at 356-8635,